Hello and welcome to Tony Broom Ministries. Everyone seems to be talking about Psalm 91. This is a great psalm, and especially during these times of devastation. It teaches us so much about God's provision and what He has in store for us and what He will do for those who know Him and are called by His name. So here is a session from Psalms 91. And we're calling this Benefits of Psalm 91. The first four verses, you think of the word provision. This psalm is divided into four verse sections. There are 16 verses in all, so you have four divisions of four verses each. I used to read this psalm every day. And I had a desire to learn it. I said, Lord, I just got to learn this psalm. But how in the world can I do it? Even though it's considered a shorter chapter than a lot of chapters in the Bible, it sure was long to me. So I said, how in the world can I learn this psalm? And then the Lord brought it to my mind. Well, just learn it, divide it up into four verses, and learn four verses at a time. So that's what I did. I'm not going to rely on my memory today. I have my copy of Psalm 91, and I will read it to you. But we'll take the verses as they go in the first section. Think of the word provision. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In order to get the benefits of Psalm 91, you have to know the God of this psalm. You have to know the Lord. God blesses everyone. Jesus said He makes His sun to shine on the evil and on the good. The rain comes on the just and on the unjust. All of us have the blessings of God upon our life. But there are protection, there are blessings, there are provisions that you will only really enjoy if you know the Lord and serve Him. In fact, it says it right here. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. This is a declaration that you make that you have decided to follow the Lord. And we say in the New Testament way, I have decided to follow Jesus. This is my declaration. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. This is a trust issue. We place our trust into the hands of God. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. This is verse 3. To have deliverance. Deliverance is a provision of God. To dwell in the secret place of the Most High. He provides you that secret place that you can run into that fortress and be safe. You can run into that secret place and abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And you can declare that the Lord is your refuge and fortress, your God. You can put your trust in Him. And the provision is, not only will He provide you a security place, a dwelling place, a place that you can get up in and be safe with Him, but He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. That is a way to describe the enemy who would take a snare, who would pounce upon you, and who would try to ensnare you and catch you and grab you and do you harm. We see so much devastation in our land, nations, and our world today like we've never seen before. Many of us and most of us in our entire lifetime have never seen the chaos and the way that things have just shut down. You don't think for a moment that one thing would cause everything in a nation to just come to almost a virtual standstill. And yet, we say, what in the world is going on? But we have a promise in God's Word. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Another word to describe pestilence is plague. And we see so much disease and sickness and devastation. All of this is brought about by the work of the enemy, the evil one. Jesus said, "He, the thief, comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." He promises us life, and it's a direct opposite of what the enemy would try to do. All this provision we have to be delivered out of the snare of the enemy and from this noisome pestilence. You say, "Well, I surely don't see no deliverance." Well, this is a promise from God's Word. And God's Word was made before a virus came. God's Word was made before the trees and the birds and all the things that we see. His Word is forever. "Oh Lord, your Word is settled in heaven. And God is God from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God." And He and His Word, His power and His Spirit were here before anything else was even thought about. Before the Lord created the heaven and the earth, His Word eternally was and is in heaven. And so His Word does not change. Circumstances change. Something can come along and change whether a business can operate and make it or not. But God's Word does not change. It says what it says, and it means what it says, and it stays the same. And we have to trust in His Word. The reason that some people are delivered and some others are not is not because one is better than another. It's not because one is more deserving than another. That has nothing to do with it. The fact is that none of us are deserving of the grace and mercy of God. But there are some who trust in God, and there are others who do not trust in God. And we know that some people who trust in God are certainly hit by tragedy and things come into their life. We don't understand all that, but we can commit these things into the hand of God, who takes care of all these things. God will do what's right. He always has, and He always does, and He always will. "He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." This is a poetic way of just saying He'll take care of you. He has this provision for you, that He has you, as it were, under His feathers and under His wings, those big old wings, if you will, the wings of the Holy and Righteous One. He will arise with healing in His wings, and He will take care of us. His truth will be your shield and buckler. He will be a shield for you. His truth will, His provision. Now we come to verse 5 in the next division section of 4 verses. And we can think of the word provision in the first 4 verses and the word protection in the next 4 verses. "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday." This is a promise of protection. God will protect you. And this is something that you just don't read one time and say, "Okay, that sounds good." And then when tragedy keeps on happening, it dwindles you down from what you're trying to confess God's Word. You're trying to believe in God's Word. And yes, I do believe in miracles. But you're really asking God for a miracle if you think that you can read something one time and it's going to just counteract all that the enemy has laid up for these thousands of years and trying to do against God's creation. You are going to need a little more than that. It's not likely that you're going to kill all the game you want to take with one shot. You got to have more ammo than that. And that's the way it is in the spiritual life. We have to commit ourselves. Read this psalm, memorize it, read it every day to get all the benefits of it. You will not be afraid for the terror by night. And when you come into that nighttime and terror tries to strike fear into your heart. You say, I will not be afraid of that. I will not allow that to come into my life. I will not allow you to take control of me. You will not fear for the arrow that flies by day, for the pestilence, that plague that walks in darkness. Nobody knew it was coming. It just pounces on us. We had no warning. We had no prior notice of it, but yet it comes. But you don't have to be afraid of it. You don't have to allow that to dictate who you are and to rule your life. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. This is a protection that we have. We have to claim the promises of God and the protection of God that says, your word says 1,000 would fall at my side. And we see it, all this devastation, all the death that's taking place throughout the countries of the world. And we see it all around us. But we don't have to fear, because God will take care of us. God will watch over us. And he says here, there is deliverance for you. There is deliverance. You do not have to be afraid of this pestilence that walks in darkness, stalks the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come nigh you. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You will see it. You will know about it. It'll be all around you. But it will not touch you. You claim God's protection during these times. Because, and this is verse 9, we're going to another section now, and you think of the word promise. We have the promises of God. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. This is God's promise for you as a believer. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. This is what God's word says, and we stand on God's word no matter what. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. The enemy knows God's word. He even used this against Jesus in the wilderness. When Jesus was being tempted, and the devil came to him, and he said, if you're the Son of God, command these stones they be turned into bread. I know you're hungry. You need something to eat. Jesus said, it's written that man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The devil said, well, I can do that too. Takes him up to the temple, says, throw yourself down. By the way, it's written, he'll give his angels charge over you. They'll keep you. And Jesus rebuked him again by the word of God. Even the enemy can use the word of God, but he uses it in the wrong way. You can use the word of God, which is always right, in the wrong way. Jesus never used it in the wrong way. He always used it in the right way. And you and I can too. But the enemy tried to use, can you imagine, the sacred, holy word of God, the old slimy slew foot, try to use the word of God against the author of the word himself? Well, that's just the way he operates. He still hasn't changed his old tricks and tactics. The truth is, God will give his angels charge over you. But that doesn't mean you run out there in the midst of a highway and try to see if a truck's going to hit you or not. Chances are it will. If you need God's protection and you're trusting in God, he will give his angels, and that's what it says here. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. God has given them charge over you. This is the promises that we have. From God's word, God is our provision, he is our protector, and we have the promises that says no plague will come near you. You stand on that, and that's God's word, and the enemy already knows this portion of God's word, and he knows a lot of other portions too. I know that he knows this portion, because this is the portion he tried to use against Christ himself. So he knows this psalm. He does not like this psalm. He does not like Deuteronomy. And that's where the quotes that Jesus made, these quotes came. Man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. He said, you will not tempt the Lord your God. It's written that you will not tempt the Lord your God. You will serve the Lord your God, and Him only will you serve. You will worship Him. The enemy says, just worship me. Jesus said, no. It's written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve. And so Jesus always used the weapon of the Word of God against the enemy. And that's the only thing that will defeat him. Our science, our knowledge, our medical ingenuity, our military might, as great as it is, none of these things will defeat the enemy. They'll defeat a physical enemy, but they cannot defeat the enemy of the power of the darkness of this world, the rulers of wickedness in high places. This is a spiritual war. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and against the things of this world, the darkness of this age. The only way we can defeat that enemy is the same way that Jesus did, is by the Word of God. And so our last section, you think of the word promotion. If you serve God and do what's right, He will promote you. He will take care of you. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Instead of the enemy trampling you, running you away, sending a sickness and saying, boo, get into a corner. And that's basically what's happened. And I believe that we should respect our authority. We should respect the law. We should certainly do what we can to respect each other. But the enemy knows that he can run us into a corner. He knows that he can run churches away, make church doors close, make businesses close, and all these things that he's been able to do. This is not the work of God. This is the work of the evil one. But the promise is, we have the promise of treading upon the lion and the adder. In other words, instead of us running away from the enemy is to run away from us. Jesus said, I give you all power over all the power of the evil one. I give you power over sickness. I give you power over disease. And I know that looks and sounds crazy for somebody to say that. If you look around and see all the destruction and devastation that we're dealing with. But this is the word of God. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he, this is what God is saying about us, as a believer, he or she, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. This is what God will do for you. He will promote you. You put your faith and trust in him and rely exclusively on his word. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the promotion of God. This is the provision of God, the protection of God, the promises of God, and the promotion of God. And this all comes to us from this wonderful Psalm 91. I hope that it's a blessing for you today. And I want to encourage you to put your faith and trust in God. Know him, have a relationship with him through his Son, Jesus Christ. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The way you do that is by knowing him. Receive him as your Savior and make him your Lord. Heavenly Father, I commit the teaching of this wonderful psalm into your hands, into the power of your word. It runs very swiftly to touch your people, to bless your people and bring many sons and daughters into the kingdom of God. And may the healing power of Jehovah Rapha, our healer, touch and heal your people today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this presentation, Benefits of Psalm 91. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.